بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا In the 20th juz of the Quran Kareem, after Surah An-Naml comes Surah Al-Qasas. Tonight, children? No. 20th. So Surah Qasas started. Qasas means the incident. Here the incident refers to Nabi Musa alayhi salam in Fir'aun. It is in the surah that in detail Allah Tabarakala explains, نَتْلُوْ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ نَبَئِ مُوسَى وَفِرْعَوْنَ بِالْحَقِّ That we will now read upon you, recite upon you, the news of Nabi Musa and Fir'aun. Bilhaqti means as it happened. لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ But this is being recited to a nation who has iman. Meaning what we're going to hear here in this incident is not, Quran does not come with stories, it comes with examples. The example of Musa alayhi salam will continue. Meaning one alone weak. And Fir'aun, huge, strong, mighty. Inna Fir'auna ala fil ard. Fir'aun's nation, or Fir'aun's power was such, that he was ala, very high. You can say they call themselves the Almighty. Whereas there's no Almighty except Allah. But when they talk, they say there's no might but us. We will do what we want, how we want. Every era has a Fir'aun. Every era. If you're looking for the Fir'aun of today's era, just open the newspaper. The one who speaks the most is today's Fir'aun. And that Fir'aun also used to talk funny things. And our Fir'aun also talks funny things. That Fir'aun used to say, see, I'm so kind. When Fir'aun met Musa alayhi salam after many years, and Fir'aun came to give him, Fir'aun gave da'wah to Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam came to give him da'wah. Fir'aun gave him. Fir'aun says, you don't remember how kind we were to you. When you were a small boy, we found you all alone. So we picked you up and we cared for you. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam answered him, you don't remember why I reached you. You were killing all my family. That's the only reason my mother put me in the water. But amazing how Fir'aun can talk. Today's Fir'aun also talks similar. He'll kill everyone and then he'll say, we were so kind to the girls, they can go school. So kind. They can go school now. They say there's no girls left. There's no school left. We go visit Afghanistan. They ask what the war was for in the ending. They said so that the Afghanistan woman can go school. It's just for that. That's what they say. Can go school. So that Fir'aun was also a funny Fir'aun. Our Fir'aun is also funny. But both of them were high. وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيَعًا And Fir'aun, his method of rule was to divide people. شِيَعًا You make them into different groups and you let each one hate the other. So this one doesn't stand for that one. When you're fighting that one, this one stays away. Thinking you'll never fight him. After you got rid of that one, your turn is coming. All the turns are coming. But from all of them, يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ He made, or he understood, or he recognized one to be the weakest of all. In that time, who was going to be the weakest of all? The one that was connected to the Book of Allah. So they were the progeny of Nabi Ishaq a.s. They were from the children of Nabi Yusuf a.s. and his brothers. They had a book. And the others, they had no book. But he made sure they were all groups. All groups. But the weakest of the weakest was the one who had a book. The people of deen were always going to be the weakest. Meaning regarded as the weakest. Or treated like the weakest. They would always get the brunt of the attacks. The people of deen. يُذَبِّحُ أَبَنَاءُهُمْ ذَبَحَ يَذْبَحُ Means to slaughter. ذَبَحَ يَذْبَحُ means to slaughter. ذَبَّحَ يُذَبِّحُ means to slaughter madly. To slaughter in a mad manner. ذَبَّحَ يُذَبِّحُ. ذَبَّحَ you slaughter. We normally don't use the word slaughtering for killing. We use the word killing. When you use the word slaughtering, it means mad killing. When you put يُذَبِّحُ, it means mad, mad killing. A Fir'aun kills like this. Today's Fir'aun also kills like this. يُذَبِّحُ. At that time, Fir'aun regarded the boys as a threat. The girls, he would have killed them also. But the people needed workers in the house. وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ. Because in the beginning he said, kill all the children. Then they said, so who will serve us? So then he said, okay, let the girls stay alive. And even that then he would mention, you know me, I let the girls live. Let the girls live. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. If you want to see a man of fasad, total corruption, it was a Fir'aun. Allah Ta'ala says, وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. But then our intention was different. Our intention was our favor would fall upon those people who had been regarded as very weak in the earth. But we will say no hope. And how Allah at that time had intended, and Allah's intention works. Allah in this era has also intended. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us the whole. He told us the past. He spoke of his present and he spoke of the future. In the past what he spoke about, he was on the dot to the truth. What he spoke about in his present, meaning in his life and just after, history saw it. He said, you will take over Persia, you will take over the Roman Empire. He said, Egypt will come to you. At that time, whoever heard it, either you had Iman and you believed it, or you were a hypocrite and you laughed at it. Because they had no means, they had no weapons, they had no ways to reach there, they had no wealth. But they had Allah, and the intention of Allah. وَنُرِيدُ. It was this intention of Allah that can make miracles. From zero to hero. From nothing to everything. And so fast. And as Allah Ta'ala calls it, Al-Qasas. That if you want to know the event, it is a mirror for our event also. It is a mirror for our event. How it will happen one day, it will happen like how it happened for Musa. How it happened so fast. Fir'aun never saw it coming and it came. But when Allah wanted to, it happened. We intended وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّا, that one day we would make this very, very weak people the leaders. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a day will come where the deen of Allah will enter everywhere. Baked or unbaked. بِعِذِّ عَزِيز أو بِذُلِّ ذَلِيل. One man will not be happy it enters. One man will be happy, but it's entering. He said, this deen will go everywhere. وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. We wanted to make them very weak, that one day they will take the flag of the world again. وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, to give strength to them in the land. Here the land refers to in the land of Sham. In the land of Sham, where it's all happening. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about how this ummah will get one day power back in the lands of Sham. It will be the markaz of what is known as the Mahdi. وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا Minhum, and our intention was that what Fir'aun, Haman and his armies feared, we were going to show them what they feared. They all feared that one day Islam will come up from the dead again. Remember when the Khilafat fell, the world of Iman also, many of them lost hope. When the Khilafat fell, when the believers lost hope, where the disbelievers would ever think Islam will one day come back again. But from the time of the Khilafat falling, when you fall, then you get weaker and weaker and weaker and you're gone. Allah has made Islam, when it falls, it steps up, 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 and one day it's high. That is Islam. Day by day, slowly, slowly, Islam just rises. وَأُوحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي. Musa alayhi salam, if Allah wanted to, he could have been born in the year where children, boys, were not being killed. Because finally now when they said we needed workers, so people said we need male workers also. So again he had people look at the stars and say, when will this boy be born? Which year? Odd even. So whatever they told him, he ordered in the other year, they must leave the children. Had Allah wanted, Allah could have made Musa alayhi salam born in the year when no child was going to be killed. But Almighty Allah made Musa alayhi salam be born in the year where children are killed. He was born in it. Born in it. Had Allah wanted, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, had Allah wanted, he would have made the hijrah without the Quraysh even knowing or even intending that let's kill him tonight. The day before that he could have said, Jibreel, tell him to go. Because tomorrow they're going to think of killing him. Allah Tawarakala ordered, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told so many to go. They all were gone to Medina Munawwara. Few remained behind. He told Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that you will be coming with me, Sohbah. No armies, not even Ali radiallahu anhu, who at that time was strong. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was now at that time of age. But he just needed Sohbah, meaning company. Come with me for company. And Allah wanted they could have gone the night before, the day before. Allah Tabarakala made sure they went after the enemy surrounded the house. After the enemy surrounded the house. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, now go. Nabi Sallallahu had to walk past them. Reading ayat of Quran. He walked past them. And Allah Tabarakala wanted they would have remained blind till he reached Medina Munawwara. But Allah made it, someone came to find them in a state of like half slumber, waiting. I said, what are you doing? And they said, we're waiting for dawn. Dawn, Muhammad will come out of his house. When he comes out, we will kill him. He said, he'll come out. He already left. Didn't you see him? He walked past you. He said, no way. They went inside. Then who's lying down on this bed? And Allah wanted, they would have remained blind until he reached Medina Munawwara. Allah made it, their eyes opened. They found Ali radiallahu anhu, they hit. What are you doing here? They went to Asma radiallahu anha, Abu Bakr's daughter, where are they? They hit her. Then they sent trackers, had Allah wanted, it wouldn't have happened. They would have remained blind till the end. The trackers reached the cave, had Allah wanted, they would never have reached the cave. Again, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, there he wasn't in the house. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam walked past, he wasn't there. Now he was here. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, oh Nabi of Allah, if you know the cave in which they hid, the cave got two parts. One is the outside part which many people go there and they say, I sat in the cave. That part is the easy part to go to, but there anyone can see you. And then there's that other part that if you fear someone noticing you, you go in the back and then you go down into a very narrow place. Now you can't even sit there, you just stand. When they saw the people coming there to go there, those people tracked it right to the cave. Right to the cave. Then they stood at the edge. That's when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, if they now just look down, they will spot us. They just look down. That's when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what is your thoughts of two that Allah is the third? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would later on say, from that day, the fear that Islam will not survive never ever entered my heart. That I will do what I have to do, but the deen of Allah is Allah. Maybe I'll live to see it happening, maybe I'll die. But the deen of Allah is Allah. That it is two, it is one, but Allah is. I reach the town, I'm all alone. They say, what are you going to do here? Say, I want to put up a masjid. Say, one man. Say, no. One and Allah. One and Allah. Never ever am I alone in this mission. Small jamaat and Allah. One Musa alayhi salam, but one Allah. Wa uhayna ila ummi Musa, the mother of Musa alayhi salam. Who looks after a baby more than a mother? But now she's so scared. Anyone can find out. How did a child enter into the house during the year when no boys are born? And everyone is paid. At that time how Firaun paid. He paid out of the Bani Israel, you call them whatever you want to call them. And then he paid inside the Bani Israel. What you will call the hypocrites, the inner agents, The inner agents are more deadly than the outside agents. More deadly. Once upon a time in our town, a lot of robberies were taking place. A lot of robberies. Finally, they caught the main guy. Was the guy after Asfajr was the only one staying nicely till Ishraq in the masjid. He is sitting there in the masjid till Ishraq. Main guy. He is to sit for the tafsir lesson. Then sit till Ishraq. Main guy. And he was like just making dua Ishraq time. That don't get caught, don't get caught, don't get caught. Then I knew what he was. Main guy. He's here. You get those main guys. Sometimes the inner is worse than the outside. But he's seeing who's here, who's not here, who's coming with a smart car, he's seeing it all. So Musa alayhi salam's mother had fear of Fir'aun, she had more fear of the woman around. Someone will see this child somewhere. Allah Ta'ala inspires this mother. At that time inspiration would come on another level, another level. She just gets a feeling, a strong feeling. Allah Tabarakallah uses the word wahi. But wahi doesn't come except to Anbiya alayhi salam. It's called such a strong feeling that you can't do the opposite. It's that you breastfeed this child how long you want to. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ. But when you're too scared, then hand him over to us. فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ. Put him in the waters. وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. And we put this in our heart also, have no fear. How does Allah put something in the heart, have no fear? Is at that moment fear just lifts. You will sometimes see people in these countries where war supposed to have put them in a state of depression. Otherwise, soldiers of certain countries, soldiers who grow up shooting, killing, they go into depression and they commit suicide. And that mother and that child who never saw the military, and they saw bombs fall on them for months. When you'll go see them, you will see no depression, no thoughts of suicide. You'll say, that one lost his mind and he grew up in war. And this one is sitting calm. How? How Allah put in the heart of Musa alayhi salam's mother, don't fear. Allah puts it in their heart. It just lifts. She just loves. That when people will meet them, they'll say like, where did this iman come from? Where did this iman? If that woman, that man had to be brought to a masjid, he could have been the sheikh of iman. Ask him, where you learned iman? He says, it was one Allah's thought in the heart, don't fear. Suddenly gone. Don't sit. And they're just sitting there. Normal. Inna radduhu ilayk, as the mother put the child down. Allah Ta'ala said, we put it in the heart of the mother that we will bring this child back to you. We will bring this child back to you. But we got much more for him. Waja'iluhu minal mursaleen. That he is going to make from those that will be sent one day to Fir'aun. So this is just the beginning. The end is going to be even more unique. This is just the beginning. After 1 year of bombing, in a small area of Gaza, after 1 year of bombing, those people still stand today. Still stand. This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. The ending is going to be more unique. This is just the beginning. A nation who fears nothing. Fearless. But what do I have to lose? There's nothing to lose. The only thing I never got was my shahada. When is that coming? When is that coming? Just the other day someone told me that some people are so scared of death. All of us are scared. Yeah, it's easy to talk because we're not hearing any zzzz above our head. But hear it, and all the guys, me also and all of you, you'll forget there might be tea after the program, refreshments after the program. Some will say, I need to go toilet. Everyone will be gone. Everyone will be gone. And that's how it is. They're just hearing the sounds above and people are shivering. And there are some people in the world, they knew they the target every day. Gaza was like that. They knew they the target every day. But as soon as the bang would be heard, instead of running and screaming, they would run towards it to see who's injured. Who can we pull out? Whose janazah has to be made? Allah puts a thought in the hearts of people when Allah wants to. This mother became so strong for that moment that she put the child, and Musa alayhi salam went with the waters. فَالْتَقَطَهُ آلُ فِرْعَوْنَ. Then the family of Fir'aun found him. Had Allah wanted, Musa alayhi salam would have gone past all of them. If he had to leave Egypt and come down, he might have reached South Africa. Who knows? Our government could have picked him up. Then he would have they would have stolen the box. Stolen the box. Allah Ta'ala made it. Our government. Allah Ta'ala made it. Fir'aun was not supposed to be there. Allah brought him and his whole family to that edge. And they saw that box moving. He said, what is that? They went and they brought it, opened. You say you ran away from the pot, you fell into the fire. Here's the child here. لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ عَدُوًا وَحَزَنًا. But when they lifted him up, said, we had already determined that this lifting will result in grief, nothing else. That you lifting up your problem, lifting up your problem. It's a nice sentence that there. The word is that in Urdu they say, jo apne gham ko uta deta, who carries his. So the one uncle, he came home from the masjid, and when he met his wife, he hugged her, then he lifted up. She like thought, Maulana spoke about romance today. He said, today what is the bayan about? He said that whoever lifts up his gham, Allah gives him Jannah. Lifts up his parashani. Apne parashani ko uta deta, ya lifts you up. All the fikr you give me. Lifts you up, I'll go straight to Jannah. Straight to Jannah. Lifts up. So they lifted up Musa. The result was they lifted up their grief. Inna Fir'auna wa Hamana wa junudahuma. This was the best intelligence of the world. Allah Ta'ala said, Fir'aun, Haman and his armies now were in full error. They're looking at the boy and they can't pick up, this is the boy. The wife of Fir'aun immediately said, Qurratu Aini, that this one is mine. The coolness of my eye, don't touch him. No problem. Fir'aun wanted to weigh ever worries about his wives. But that day, otherwise later on when the wife of Fir'aun will believe in Musa a.s. it's not known if it's the same Fir'aun or the one after. Maybe the same one. Highly possible the same one. When the wife of Fir'aun will believe in Musa a.s., he will have a tortured and killed. But on this moment, because Allah had taken control of his heart, his wife just said, coolness of my eyes, and he was helpless. He couldn't do anything. This is a qasas. Incident means an example that you wonder how in the world Islam will ever show its power when we are finding the Muslim world helpless. Allah Ta'ala, it started with one helpless Musa. Helpless Musa. But at the end of the incident, the mother now in the next day, she's very worried. What happened to my son? The daughter comes and says to her, I saw, they're discussing, that they found a boy but he's drinking no one's milk. And he's only crying and crying and crying, mommy, let me tell them. She tells them, I got a woman, every child will accept this woman. So go and bring her when you're worried, bring anyone. The mother of Musa alayhi salam comes. Musa alayhi salam grabs onto her, starts drinking. They're even wondering why. The answer is, I'm a woman, my milk is very pure. Everyone's milk is pure. No one questions because Musa is quiet. Musa is quiet, the queen is quiet. So no one's going to say, hey, what's happening? Get rid of this woman, you start crying again. Allah Ta'ala said, how you like that? فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ. We returned him to his mother much faster than she thought. But in which manner? That yesterday if she was breastfeeding him, she was breastfeeding him with fear. Now she is breastfeeding him with no fear. And yesterday she was breastfeeding him for free. Now Fir'aun has to pay her for breastfeeding. Wait. He had to spend his own money on his destruction. Own money on his destruction. Own money. Allah tabarak ta'ala got his systems. Said, we returned him to his mother. One is so that the eye will be cool. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ She will feel no grief. The last part. وَلِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ And that she can understand that the promise of Allah is always the truth. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Problem is, majority of the people don't know. The majority of the people say, but how? And we also start losing hope. We also start questioning why. Al-Qasas. This was the beginning. Lot of messages, lot of lessons. Scholars mentioned the surah was revealed when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Makkah Mukarrama. And he's looking at Makkah Mukarrama on his way to Medina Munawwara. And he's even saying, oh Sati, if these people had not taken me out, I would never have left. And he's looking at it. And then at that moment the surah comes. To say, as we brought Musa alayhi salam back, we promised his mother. We promised his mother he's coming back. And we brought him back. Then similarly, you leave Makkah today and we promise we'll bring you back. We'll bring you back. إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ Allah Tawarakala said, that Allah who destined for you Quran, لَرَادُكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ He will return you to the place He promised you. Let's leave it now for Allah's sake. You'll get it back. Leave it now for Allah's sake. We're bringing you back. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam left oppressed. He returned as the conqueror. He left oppressed. He returned as the conqueror. Everything will happen on its time. But at the beginning of the thing, you see no hope. No hope at all. A small Musa now grows up in the palace of Firaun. A small Musa. And then life starts. Then comes the time where he hits someone. He kills someone. He has to now leave Egypt. He has to run away. A lot of things have to happen before the decision of Almighty Allah comes. Lot of fear. Again, Musa alayhi salam is scared. He was scared at the beginning. Again, he's scared. Meaning not one time fear. It sometimes can be two times fear. Sometimes it can be two. But the third time then, Allah has a system. Not first, not second. It's going to hit one day. It's going to hit one day. He had to run out of Egypt, fearing for his life. Again, one Musa. Running, running, running. The whole army is looking. Look out for him. Look out. There's so many lookouts. All become blind and one Musa is able to reach. One Musa. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one person. Abu Bakr is only a sati, a companion. One. Everyone in Makkah Mukarrama is looking for him. Same like Musa. Same. Everyone looking for him. Kill that one. Kill that one. Big rewards if you can kill him. But when Allah said you're going to reach Medina, no one could find him. No one could find him. Musa alayhi salam reaches Madian. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam reaches Medina Munawwara. The whole world knows there is something called Al-Mahdi. Al-Mahdi. How much we wait and we love him and we know him and we wanting to say where you are. Then the enemy, you think they're not waiting for him to also say, where are you? Because if he can find you, we'll kill you, game over. But if they could not find one Musa and the whole army of Firaun, and they could not find one Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the entire Quraysh, with the master trackers everywhere, and when Allah wants someone not to be found, he will not be found. He will just remain. One. It started with one. It was one. It ends with one. One. Why one? For Allah Tabarakala was going to show my deen started independent. My deen ends independent. Everyone in it is just given the honor of serving the deen. No one is needed. No one is needed. One. One will get out of all the eyes. One. Do you think they're not looking for him at the moment? They have studied this deen more better than me and you. Every narration of the Mahdi, every area, which place, which possible place, possible mother's name, possible father's name. Mother's name is possible Amina, possible. Father's name, possible Abdullah. His name, possible Muhammad. Remember this word possible. Because it might not be also Muhammad bin Abdullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, his name will be resembling my name. Resemblance could be in many things. One way is Muhammad bin Abdullah. I always think they'll continue looking for all the Muhammad bin Abdullah. But it might be another. Or it might be like Fir'aun. That he'll be killing all the boys. And in the very year when he's killing all the boys, he'll still miss that boy. And that boy will end up in front of him and grow up in his own area. Just hope he's not hearing the bayan. Because Musa alayhi salam grew up in front. And there's many indications in Quran. Many indications. When Allah wants something to happen, things are going to happen. Amazing things will happen. Untouchable is the one who Allah said, don't touch. He was in the cradle, they could not touch him. He was running from Midian, from Egypt to Midian, they could not touch him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, they could not touch him. This man will come at the ending, they will not touch him. Untouchable. This is the deen of Allah. When that nazar falls, what and what happens? Inna radduhu ilayk. We said that Allah who sent the Quran upon you, he is going to bring you back. After that, everyone knows Musa alayhi salam's incident with Fir'aun and where Fir'aun ended in the waters. The entire incident comes with lessons. Lessons for the people of intelligence. A lot of lessons. On the way of lessons, there will always be that one group which is called the hypocrite. Before the end of Fir'aun, before Al-Qasas finishes, because the enemy is always a disbeliever. But the hypocrite is always a believer. So Allah Tabarakala in Surah Al-Qasas says, let me not leave you without speaking to the hypocrite. Inna Qaruna kana min qawmi Musa. That from the qawm of Musa alayhi salam, there was also a man, an agent of Fir'aun. And he collected so much money from Fir'aun to be the in-between, inside, to be the spy, to be saying about that one, saying about that one. He collected so much. Ma inna mafatihahu latanu'u bil'usba ulil quwa. That just the keys to the treasure boxes. That also would have made a group of people tired of caring and looking after. At that time, that gold that they had to put in boxes. Then they had keys, big keys. Carrying the keys, looking after the keys. All this he was collecting for why? Because he was the in-between, or he was that inside enemy. And when wealth is put in front to become an inside enemy, it's very easy. Allah Tabarakala says, remember Qarun was from his qawm. But when Allah grabbed him, the earth grabbed him. And in front of the people, he sunk into the earth. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, continue sinking till the day of Qiyamah. That the earth just presses him. Why? That you sold yourself for the earth. So now the earth will hug you till the end. Will hug you. Press you. You wanted it. Take it now. The very earth you sold yourself for. The earth said, I won't leave you now. Front of the people, it grabbed him at the ankles. Then he started screaming. But now it was not Musa alayhi salam, it was Allah. Allah, that your time is up. Hypocrites, their day will also come. In all this, whatever happens, the hypocrite laughs at the beginning, but he'll never laugh at the end. Many people get martyred, they die crying, and their eyes open laughing. Because the one you trusted, he was the hypocrite. You trusted him. He was the one giving the news. Trusted him. Allah Tabarakala speaks of, it's called Al-Qasas, that I'll take you through the whole. The hypocrites will be served. Justice is in the courts of Allah. And then comes the end of the surah. The end of the surah is, after Allah Tabarakala says that how the earth then swallowed him. Tilka darul akhirah, O people of Iman. Because normally when you say the story has come to an end. But Quran is not a story. Quran is an example. So at the ending you have the conclusion. This last page is the conclusion. The conclusion is, remember, O people of Iman, that is the world to say. Tilka. That is the world. Ad-darul akhirah. Naj'aluha, we have presented or prepared or reserved that world for a group of people, la yuriduna uluwan. The beginning of the surah started with this, inna fir'aun ala fil ard. That Fir'aun behaved with a haughty attitude. There's no one like me. He says, that house I prepared for people who don't have that attitude. You'll have to be low and you're going high. You wanted to be high, I'll take you low. Fir'aun was taken to the bottom of the waters. Qarun was taken into the earth. Both of them behaved, no one can touch me. Allah brought them to the ground. He says, we have prepared that world for the people, la yuriduna uluwan fil ard. Thereafter Allah Tabarakala said, innahu kana minal mufsidin. That Fir'aun only wanted corruption in the earth. He said, that earth, that land we prepared for the one who is not desirous of corruption in the lands at all. La yuriduna uluwan fil ard wa la fasada. This is what is called two stories. You can take the part of a Fir'aun, or you can take the part of a Musa. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. But the end, the best end is always for the people who are conscious of Allah. Meaning Musa. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ. If you come with good, فَلَهُ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهَا. By Allah you will find for yourself much better than what you brought. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيَّةِ. And if you bring evil to Allah, فَلَا يُجْزَى الَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ. Then those people who committed evil, we will not punish them except what they had done. Meaning they will see the results of their own actions. إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنِ. That Allah who destined, who had written for you Qur'an, لَرَادُّكَ إِلَى مَعَادِ. It has two meanings. One is, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah is taking you back to where He promised, Makkah Mukarrama. Second meaning, that Allah is taking you to what He promised, meaning victory in this land and the highest levels in the year after. For me and you, this ayat, that Allah who brought Quran upon every one of us is going to definitely take us back to the place He promised us. We are promised victory, we will see victory. We are promised a meeting with Allah, we're going to meet that meeting. We're all going to the promise, meaning the appointed time which Allah has set for us. قُلْ رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْهُدَىٰ. So say to the people, on that day when we all going to go back to our appointment, on that day my Rabb knows best, who will reach Allah on that day with guidance? وَمَنْ هُوَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And who will reach Allah with misguidance? Fir'aun will also stand and Musa alayhi salam will stand. It will not be the day of the rich and the poor. It will be the guided and the misguided. Will be the guided and the misguided. Whenever you'll come for visas, airports, you see priority pass. Priority pass. And you just see that man walking past you and he's like bouncing. And you're just standing and like upset, such a long line, and he's going nicely. And you wish, I wish I had that priority pass. On that day it will be guidance and misguidance. At the end of the qasas, the message is that which group are you on? وَلَا يَسُدُّنَّكَ عَنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ بَعْدَ إِذْ أُنزِلَتْ إِلَيْكَ. O people, after the verses of Quran have been revealed in front of you, or like I have recited it in front of you, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, you never had hope that such a kitab would ever come to you. وَمَا كُنْتَ تَرْجُوا أَن يُلْقَى إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ. You never even had hope you could get a kitab. Illa rahmatan min rabbik. It has reached you because of the mercy of your Rabb. You had no hope. Did you ever think in this country one day Tarawih, people will be fighting, where can I read? I can't get four rakats. Once upon a time, no one could find someone to read the Tarawih. Now everyone wants, can I get the Musalla this year? I want the Musalla, you'll read here, you'll read here. This Quran has come to us in a unique manner. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, you had no hope this Quran will reach you. It reached you with the mercy of Allah. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ ظَهِيرًا لِلْكَافِرِينَ. So now do not become an aid for the disbelievers. And let the disbeliever not turn you away from the ayat of Allah. After it has reached me and you. وَدُعُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. You invite to your Allah. وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. you don't be from amongst those who have partners with Allah. Meaning they became slaves of someone besides Allah. They made shirk. He says, you don't become a slave of anyone besides Allah. You got it. See, up till now when we said Fir'aun, bad. Musa, good. Fir'aun, bad. Musa, good. The end of the story, Allah Tawarakullah saying, but why do I find Allah forgive me and you? Why does He find us more inclined to the way of Fir'aun than we are inclined to the purity of Musa? Why are we thrilled with the games of Fir'aun, with the entertainment of Fir'aun, with the wealth of Fir'aun? Why do we follow Fir'aun? Very bad. What about the cultures of Fir'aun? The people around Fir'aun, that system. We say, very bad, and then we're checking up. Very bad, then we're saying, very bad, and what's the movie tonight? Everything very bad, but Allah Tabarakallah says, don't be a helper of the kafir. And let the kafir not turn you away from this Quran. As we come, we say Ramadan is almost finished. So everyone is very sad. But Quran says, but I'm not finished. No one said after the imam stops, we have to stop. No one said we have to stop. We must come now to this Quran. Start studying this Quran, enjoying this Quran. وَلَا تَدْعُوا مَا اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرًا. Do not call with Allah any other deity. In Quran, when call comes, it means do not worship. When worship is meant, it means do not be a slave of anyone but Allah. Do not be a slave. Not to wealth, not to a system. Our slavery is for Allah. لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. It is only Him. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَ. Because if you are slave to anything but Allah, then everything is going to get destroyed one day except Allah. You become a slave of wealth, when the wealth goes, you will go. You become a slave of entertainment, when the entertainment collapses, you will collapse. Only the one who became the slave of Allah, Allah remains forever. And the slave, Allah will make him remain forever. لَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. For Allah is all rule, and towards Him everyone has to return. May Allah Tabarakallah let us be from the Musas of every era. May Allah Tabarakallah let us never incline to anything of the Fir'auns. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.